In Detroit, Michigan, school closures are being touted as the answer to budget shortfalls and declining enrollment. Other districts in Michigan are facing similar challenges. We talked to a parent in Ypsilanti, Michigan, just outside of Detroit, about how folks are banding together to defend public education.
My name is Naomi Spencer. I'm 32. I live in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I'm a single mom, and I have been involved in organizing opposition to school cuts and attacks on public education. In December, the Ypsilanti School Board had to issue its own deficit elimination plan to the state in order to continue to receive funding. And its major proposals were to close two schools, to lay off as many as a third of Ypsilanti's teachers, and many other really drastic cuts. When I first heard about the school closings, I was distressed. I was disturbed that the entire school district was basically chopping its own feet off. How can a school district continue to run and serve the population when you cut such a huge proportion of teachers, when you cut such programs that are really fundamental? They're not extras. When I look at the effect that a school closing has on my own children and on their friends, you know, I'm poor. Most of my neighborhood is poor. We depend on a community school that's near us. And if you close that school, you're very negatively impacting people's already complicated lives. We held an emergency meeting of the parents at one school, and we decided that we would hold our own public meeting to independently review and analyze the budget proposal. And when we held this meeting, around 100 people showed up. We explicitly appealed to teachers and to staff workers to please show up. We wanted as broad a community input as possible. And the teachers and the staff workers really responded. The bus drivers in particular were very helpful in organizing because they would themselves take a leaflet, redistribute it. You know, a bus driver sees every parent every single day. It's sort of a natural that we organize together. I think it's absolutely critical that parents and teachers and support staff workers unite together to oppose the cuts, because so many times in the past, groups have been encouraged to defend their own small square. And all of this has resulted in isolation of the different groups. And actually, it exposes them to attacks. It makes it easier to attack unless you link it up with the fights and the struggles that other people are facing. I think that in Ypsilanti, we've seen two schools close in the last couple of years. Two more schools are going to close at the end of this school year. What is going to be left? You know, if we don't stand up and fight, nothing is going to be left.
That was Naomi Spencer, a parent organizer in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Districts in more than a dozen states have cut back to a four-day school week. Some rural districts are dealt a double financial blow from the state cuts and declining enrollment. While some parents are eager to end furloughs, one small town in Northern California has come up with creative ways to make use of their newfound free time. From Mendocino County, Christina Honestad has more.
The Potter Valley Community School District is so small, students from kindergarten to 12th grade are taught on the same campus.
In 1995, we had 165 students in our high school. At this point, we're down to 88 students in our high school. So, you know, we're half the size we used to be.
Scott Pollan grew up in this small farming town 3 hours north of San Francisco. He taught school here for 11 years and is now the principal for both the elementary and high schools. He says the population of high school kids in this rural community is steadily declining. New families just aren't moving in.
fact of life is if you're just starting out and you have children and you're in an entry-level job somewhere, it's very difficult to move to a place like Potter Valley. There's a finite number of rentals available, and to buy a house is very difficult. As opposed to back in the 80s when you had a mill that brought people in, there was mill housing, and there were a lot more families here.
Declining enrollment means declining funds for this small school district. Pollan says because the Potter Valley High School is funded for being a small school by the state, if they have one less student next year, they get $100,000 less money. So this year the high school condensed all academic classes into 4 days of instruction instead of five. The move has allowed the school to offer more for less.
And an e-note.
On Fridays, high school students choose to either take a day off or participate in elective classes, like the new class in rock music.
Okay, now that piano I think is a little out of tune. Let's see about that. So
Keith Canova is a music teacher.
They don't have much experience. I mean, these guys haven't had lessons, but I'm going to instruct them individually.
All right, here we go. One.
Grants help pay for the new rock music class and for Canova to spend a few hours a week with students.
And I think this is great. I mean, this is something, I wish I had this in high school, where we had a rock band class. I certainly would have signed up. There's been a lot of interest in this class.
Pollan says because of declining enrollment, the school couldn't provide electives like music until they had a 4-day school week. The district collaborated with the local community center to seek out the grants to pay for the furlough day activities. The process of deciding on the electives comes from many stakeholders. A fifth day coordinator keeps her eye out for community members with skills to share. The principal has a final say, but collects feedback from parents and students as well. One parent thought teenagers should know how to fix their own cars.
Of course, you're going to want to check the oil in the engine. So by pulling the dipstick, you look at the oil on the dipstick.
Parent Kevin Parancini volunteers his time teaching auto shop and 4-H.
I like to teach the kids. It's a good thing then to know. I was kind of hoping to have a few more girls and some of the younger kids. They probably wouldn't be so inclined to get there, but you know, later on in life with a little bit of knowledge, you know, it's possibly they can fix their own cars or at least know what somebody's talking about when they're talking to them about their car getting repaired.
While all the high schoolers get full Friday furloughs, the younger students get a half day. The Friday electives are sponsored by the Potter Valley Youth and Community Center. Maria Johnson is the center's coordinator.
It's our community and our kids, so we wanted to help.
Potter Valley's one in about 120 schools in the country that runs on a 4-day week, mostly because of financial strains. That's according to District Principal Pollan. He says the school district studied the idea for 2 years before implementing the shorter week.
But the concept of the 4-day week really got its start back in the 70s during the energy crisis. And a number of schools throughout the western United States went to a 4-day week in order to save money. If you shut your school down for a day, you save a lot of transportation costs, heating and cooling, and things like that.
Aside from being a cost-saving measure, Pollan says furlough days were a good way to introduce elective classes. The school then presented the concept to parents before implementing the shorter week.
Instead of just trying to address a budget shortfall by cutting, we said, well, how could you restructure your entire school so that you could still accomplish the rigorous course of study for college prep and yet bring back more of the arts and electives for our kids?
Pollan says other advantages include fewer absentee days from staff and students, fewer discipline problems, and higher morale. So far, the response from parents has been mostly favorable. Lisa Oden has 3 children at Potter Valley.
They have an excellent after-school program. I love this school. It's fantastic. I think for high schoolers it will work. I think it's a very long day for them, though. My daughter takes a high school class. She's a junior higher. She takes a high school class on Mondays, and she's exhausted on Monday night. I think for a small rural district, though, there aren't a lot of options, and we want to keep this school open.
Fewer days does not mean fewer hours of instruction, however. For the younger kids, a shortened Friday means longer school days the rest of the week, and that has some parents concerned. Amy Silva has 2 children and says her kids are gone from 6:30 in the morning to 5:30 at night.
I just think it's too long for the kids, you know, that I don't think they get much sleep, but they, you know, they have homework when they get home and they just have trouble.
Other high school students are taking community college classes on their day off. Meredith Randall is vice president of education and student services at Mendocino Community College.
In fact, we do have more than one student who has simultaneously graduated from high school and actually come here first and gotten their two-year degree, and then a month later get their high school diploma. That is possible to do that if they're very motivated.
But the Potter Valley Community School District hasn't figured out a permanent solution. The district has to meet state standards and test scores 5 years from now. If they don't, they're back onto a five-day week. But overall, says Pollan, the move has been a positive one for this small-town community seeking to maintain local control of their youth's education.
That's sort of the driving force behind restructuring our school was we looked at it as a community and said we can either sit here and slowly watch this thing die, or we can do something about it and bring our whole community together around the school. School's kind of the focal point of the community in Potter Valley. So it's exciting to me to see sort of a rebirth of that community spirit in helping our school out.
In anticipation of another budget gap next year, the Potter Valley School Board voted in April of 2010 to give the entire school district a 4.5-day school week. This would give the district more funding. And with parents and community members willing to become active in their children's education, the new electives will stay. For Making Contact, I'm Christina Onnested in Mendocino County, California. Thank you.